sorry. Your reactions are really cute. You know that? Don't look at me like that. Besides, I'm just messing with you. So, you mind telling me why you're sitting all alone on a park bench? Rejected again? Jeez, this is like what? The fifth time already? No, I haven't been counting specifically. It's just something I took notice of. That's all. So, Mike, how long are you gonna keep this up? I mean, if you're having this much trouble trying to get a girl go out with you, then why don't you ask me? Why not? I'm pretty, aren't I? Come on, tell me. Do you think I'm pretty? Aw, see? You're blushing. So how about it? A pretty girl like myself is basically throwing herself at you. Still? But why? Oh, come on. I'm not that clingy. Okay, so maybe I am considered a little clingy, but still. I know there are some guys out there who like clingy girls. Hey, that's not fair. Besides, it's not my fault my ex couldn't get a handle on me. Let's be honest, pal. My ex may have been a friend of yours, but he wasn't a good friend. He wasn't very considerate of you from the beginning. Really? Then tell me, who was it that sent you those birthday cards on your birthday? Or that time you got a new phone after that previous one broke? Or helped you out of that time you were in a pinch? Nope. That was all me. I just made it look like it was my ex because I didn't want to make things weird between the three of us at that time. Now that I look back on it, I don't know why I went after him. You should have been the one I was watching and chasing, not him. Come on. This is like once in a lifetime opportunity. How often can you say that you had a girl that was this damn bad for a cute fellow like you? See? You're getting all flustered. That means I must be doing something right. So how about it? You and me together forever. Still in denial. Ooh, how about this? Is there anyone in particular you dislike? I'm sure there is someone who drives you up the wall. Okay, then maybe someone who gets your blood boiling every once in a while. Then someone who drains all the energy out of you? Someone who makes you wish you hadn't seen them here and now? No one? Jeez, what's up with you? Fine. Then maybe I can teach all the girls who rejected you a lesson. I think that might help. Ugh, you're no fun. Please, there's gotta be something that will make you accept my invitation. Fine. Then you leave me with no choice. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm pinning you down on this bench. Nope. I'm not gonna get off and let go of you. Now, I'm gonna give you one last chance to accept my offer and go out with me. Still resistant. Fine. Guess this means you leave me with no choice. You see, I studied you long enough to know your weakness. I know exactly where to strike. Right here! See? This must be your tickling spot. Aw, look at you. You're cracking up like a hyena. Tell me, cutie. You yield? No? Alright, round two then. No. I need you to go out with me first. And then I'll stop. You look so adorable right now. Your laughter is like listening to one of my favorite songs on repeat. Over and over. And I'll never get tired of it. How about now? Do you yield now? Are you sure? Okay, fine, I'll stop. Well, it's like I said before. I've been studying you for a while, and managed to learn an awful lot about you during the time with my ex. Maybe a little more than I should have. Listen, I'm sorry about tickling you like that. I just like you. A lot. And honestly, I only dated my ex to get closer to you. After all, it seemed like you two knew each other, so it only made sense. I know. It was really a dirty thing for me to do, but I didn't know how to approach you. I mean, you obviously rejected my confession earlier. It wasn't like I could make any kind of advances. That is true. But I swear I don't mean any harm. I could never forgive myself if I hurt you. Besides, if anyone dares to hurt an adorable cutie like yourself, let's just say you won't have that problem with me around. Nothing. So, can you go out with me, please? I promise that I'll treat you right, and love you like no one else. I'm better than those girls that you were chasing. And I'll show them exactly what they're missing out on. Oh, thank you, cutie. You're the best. We're gonna have so much fun together. There won't be a single day that goes by that you're not here with me. We can do all kinds of fun stuff, like arts and crafts, video games, cuddling, dinner dates, role playing. You're blushing again. You're just an absolutely adorable little bean. So you like it when I tickle you, Well, I'm glad I can provide some tickles for you. But only if you ask. It's not fun if you don't ask for them. Good. Now how about we go and get some ice cream, cutie? It's my treat. Great. Oh, don't mind me. I just wanted to remind you who you belong to now. You can't get rid of me, even if you tried. What is it? You seem so flustered. Oh, they do feel rather soft, don't they? Hey, that girl over there? She was one of the ones who rejected you, right? If I recall, she did it awfully badly too, making fun of you and all that. You know, I could take care of her if you want. Oh, come on. It won't be anything that horrific, I swear. I can just have her skip town or something. Fine, fine. But you know, if you change your mind, I would be more than happy to oblige. Okay, okay. Whatever you say, cutie.